Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, if anyone has not received the Holy Spirit on the inside of him, newsflash, he or she is not of Christ. You are not born again. If you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have never received the Holy Spirit as a result of being born again, you are not Christ. That's not being cruel. That's straight up the truth. And why are we saying all this? Because he says the truth, which the Holy Spirit is, the word is spirit. It is life, but it is truth. What does the truth do? It makes you free. But he says, if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, but your spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, who's that? The Holy Spirit. He did what? He raised Jesus from the dead. And that same Spirit, if you're born again, is on the inside of you. And that's why you can say you have the Spirit of life on the inside of you, because when Jesus was in the grave, the Spirit of life was what it was that raised him from the dead. Glory to God. He says that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who also dwells in you. Glory to God. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit put to death the deeds of your body, you will live. Did it say God was going to do it for you? Did you say Brother Pray Right was going to do it for you? He says, you have got to make the decision to lay aside everything that will separate you from God. What will separate you from God? Sin. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they have become the sons of God.